This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The high-profile Wall Street corporate event of this week comes tomorrow, a shareholder vote on whether JPMorgan Chase ought to let Jamie Dimon hang on to both of his jobs, CEO and chairman of the board, or make him settle for just one of them. Dimon is probably America's best-known banker. He got lots of credit for keeping JPMorgan strong through the financial crisis. But he's had a comeuppance or two since then, most notably that traitor in London who cost the bank $6 billion on a bet gone wrong. The vote tomorrow on splitting Dimon's jobs is non-binding on the company, but it could have real consequences for a man who likes to be in control. Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains.
There are entire books about Jamie Dimon, but you basically need to understand two things: risk and power. To Dimon, it's been power used well. He told Harvard students in 2009 how he wants to be remembered.
I hope people say we're going to miss the SOB, and the world is a better place from having been here.
To understand Dimon, go back to the start of his career in 1982. He joined a company with a slogan hinting at his rise.
American Express is there because membership has its privileges.
The privilege was working for Sandy Weill, then an Amex exec. Dimon turned down a better-paying Goldman Sachs job for a shot at something else.
The opportunity with Sandy was to actually build something.
Duff McDonald is a Dimon biographer. Working for Weill was an uncertain path, a risk for a shot at power.
He saw a mentor who he loved working with, who said, "Stick with me, kid, and we'll go places." And they did.
They gobbled up companies to build what's now Citigroup, a mega bank that inspired the phrase "too big to fail." By 1998, though, Dimon fell out with Weill and was fired. Bankers still talk about why the breakup happened, analyzing it the way tabloids pour over Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. But basically, Dimon wanted more power. Jim Sinegal is a bank analyst at Morningstar.
If you want Dimon as CEO, you know, you have to give him some freedom to run the ship the way he sees fit.
He waited a year and a half to find a ship that offered that power. He became CEO at a Chicago bank. He did well enough to gain the notice of J.P. Morgan, which bought his bank in 2004. Dimon rose to CEO the next year and also chairman the year after. Fast forward to the financial crisis. Many top bank execs knew nothing of the exotic gambling their people were doing. But Dimon dug into details and grilled his execs, says Sinegal.
Oftentimes, Dimon will know more about the risks and what's going on in their area of the firm than they do.
His skilled risk management increased his power as J.P. Morgan swallowed up failed banks Bear Stearns and Washington Mutual at cut rates. That 2009 Harvard speech was a podium-smacking address, the return of a conquering crimson hero.
I want to do a great job for this company, this team. I bleed J.P. Morgan blood.
The bleeding came later. If Dimon had a time travel fantasy, it would be something like Star Trek IV, when Captain Kirk and crew visit the past to save the universe. Remember what they were looking for.
Whales, Mr. Scott, whales. About 45 to 50 feet long. About 40 tons each.
But there was no going back to stop the London whale. Instead of triumphant speeches, Dimon had to apologize in Capitol Hill testimony.
We've let a lot of people down, and we are sorry for it. Now let me turn to what went wrong.
In short, he failed at his greatest strength, managing risk. He also drew fire for publicly fighting new banking rules. Critics have pounced, like former International Monetary Fund chief economist Simon Johnson, now at the Peterson Institute.
It looks like J.P. Morgan Chase has become too big, too complex, too opaque, even for Jamie Dimon to manage.
Supporters, and there are many, point out the bank has racked up record profits. Dimon is unapologetic and has reportedly threatened to quit if shareholders vote to strip him of the chairmanship. Taking and managing risk brought him great power in the past. In tomorrow's vote, the risk is losing power. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.